Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. Today is February 26th, 2016, and I am Bruce Steph. And the title of today's report, The Russian-Turkish Crisis. Before I get started with the report, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you to all of you who have followed me, some since the year 2000. And thank you to all of our new family members who are following our reports in Facebook and Twitter. And of course, in our audio blog, and that's what you're listening to right now. I just wanted to say thank you to one and all for your support through the years, and how much I appreciate each and every one of you for your participation and support. And now, on with the report. The Russian-Turkish crisis really isn't a crisis at all. The media is painting it that way because it makes great headlines. The truth of the matter is, however, that what we're witnessing right now is a tug of war for leadership between Russia and Turkey. And all one has to do is read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, and it outlines who's going to be the head of this alliance. And it's not going to be Turkey. It's going to end up being Russia, because that's what the Word of God says. Now, how that's going to play out, we don't really know. But I doubt very much that you're going to see an all-out war between Russia and Turkey. Turkey is, you know, they're not stupid. And they know that Russia could overpower them. So Russia and Turkey will find a way to allow Turkey to come into the fold under the leadership of Russia without national embarrassment. So that's what you should be looking for right now on the horizon, is watching the development of how Russia will extend an olive branch out to Turkey to bring them into their alliance, to be, in a matter of speaking, second in command under Russia. But that's what you see happening right now in this tug of war. Now, in the book of Ezekiel, we see outlined there the Armenian nations, the Germanic countries and peoples, the Turkish people. We see North Africa. We see Saudi Arabia. We see Great Britain. We see, Libya, part of North Africa. And you see Iran, that is part of this whole structure of nations that will eventually attack Israel. Now, again, I want to repeat, the attack against Israel will be on the mountains of Israel. That's where the Lord is going to destroy the armies that come in. They're going to come in on the mountains of Israel, the mountains that surround Israel, and that's where God's going to attack them and overpower them. And God will establish his authority over Israel and show the world who's really watching out for the Jewish people. And that's the Lord himself. That's what we see playing out right now. It's interesting that ISIS was the instigator or the thorn in the side of the Middle East that started bringing about this Russian-Turkish North African alliance. So it looks as though the Lord has used or allowed ISIS to come into power to instigate the building of the Ezekiel 38 alliance. Now, it will be interesting moving forward to see what ends up happening with ISIS. But you can take this to the bank. that the Russian, Turkish, North African, Iranian alliance is going to solidify. They may never get along all that well, but they are going to solidify. And they, one day in the near future, they are going to attack the mountains of Israel. And that's where God will destroy them. So that's what you should be watching. I'm going to link into this report the Calvary Chapel World News briefing that really gives a good overview to this, and also that article that talks about the Russian Turkish crisis right now, and that some pundits and media journalists believe that's going to lead to World War III. Well, it's not going to lead to World War III the way they think it is between Russia and Turkey. But it will end up being the catalyst, I believe, that brings these two countries together to fight a common enemy. That being, of course, Israel and the Jewish people. When it all boils down, my dear friends, that's where it's going to end up. The Jews and Israel will be the scapegoat for the world. It will be the Jews' fault that there's no peace in the world and in the Middle East. And the nations are going to want to attack Israel and punish them for their part in the lack of peace globally. Now, I know that sounds silly. I know that doesn't make sense to clear, biblically minded people. But to those that are deceived by the evil one, who have swallowed this great deception, hook, line, and sinker, this makes perfect sense to them. With that being said, I really have no more to share with you about this prophetic development. So I'm going to bring the report to a close. I would like to remind you, however, if you want to connect with me on Facebook, go to BroStuff, B-R-O, S as in Sam, T-E-F as in Frank, .com, and click on the Facebook group link, and you can plug into our group. If you want to be involved in daily postings and daily prophetic communications and good, sound, biblical, doctrinal teaching, then get plugged into our group. Also, get plugged into my Bible Insights that's located on Facebook as well. And you can find all of that at brosteph.com. Remember now, keep looking up because Jesus is coming back soon. And don't forget to live out your faith because Jesus is coming back again. And this is Bro Steph. Just wanted to remind you, I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. God bless you. Talk again on the next report.